Before we, I don't know if you're interested in breaking for lunch, but I was wondering if I could get to this.
Go ahead.
Resolution of appreciation. Brandon, you're here. Come on up to the podium if you would. Brandon has decided to accept an opportunity elsewhere. Unfortunate for us, but hopefully a good opportunity for you, Brandon. We have an informal resolution of appreciation. It's informal because there's no number on it. You can add whatever number you want.
I'll look back on the history a little bit.
Yeah.
Pick a good one.
Brandon's, I won't read the whole thing, but a little bit of paraphrasing here. Brandon started with our Central Coast Ambient Monitoring Program in 2004, and his work convinced us that he would be a good hire, and so we did hire him, and he worked initially in the Phase 2 Municipal Stormwater Permit, worked a lot with on the schools and universities, the non-traditional facilities. He worked in Santa Cruz and Santa Barbara counties quite a bit and played a central role in development of our requirements for addressing urban runoff from large universities, and was also the lead staff person responsible for enrolling several of the municipalities under the general permit. He was also involved with a lot of very good field work with field inspections of construction sites, and has always been real good in dealing with stakeholders' complaints and issues. He's worked in the Section 401 Water Quality Certification Program and worked on making sure that the CEQA documents address the issues that need to be addressed. He has worked in our office compiling GIS information and training our own staff on the use of GIS, as well as helping out with keeping our web pages up to date. So he's been multifaceted, and adding to that multifacetedness, to come up with a new word, has been his help with our all-important social functions, which are important for our morale and also for our fundraising activities that we on occasion do for the community, such as one we're having next week, a United Way fundraiser. But Brandon in particular has worked as part of the holiday party committee, and so we especially will miss his DJ and master of ceremony skills, as well as his help with the bike and hike competition. Brandon, you're committed, enthusiastic, positive, caring. You've always been a great person to work with, and we're going to miss you. You've been a true asset to the board, and we know that Fish and Game is gaining an asset, and we wish you a lot of luck continuing to work on habitat protection on the Central Coast.
Sure.
So on behalf of the board, I thank you for your great service to us, and I'm going to give this to you now.
All right.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank everyone for the opportunity to develop in my professional and personal growth. It's been great working with you all. You gave me a lot of good support opportunities throughout the years. Great group of people to work for, working toward a really important common mission, which I'm going to continue to work for towards Fish and Game for our natural resource protection. So I really appreciate everything you guys have done for me here. Thank you very much.
And I have another one here. This is for Julia Dyer, who, and I think, I don't know if there's a conspiracy here, but Julia has also left us to go to Fish and Game down in San Diego, actually. And Julia's not here. She's already, I don't know if she started work, but she's already gone as far as we're concerned. So I will be more brief, but I'll just remind the board that Julia started with the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, and she spent a lot of time and was instrumental in our having our timber harvest program go from a pretty rocky start, and or a rocky period anyway, and has worked towards making more sense out of that program and making it a more effective program. She has worked somewhat in the stormwater program projects just before accepting a position in San Diego, and I know she saw it as a pretty unique opportunity. It's kind of a pilot program that Fish and Game has to conserve wetland habitat and taking a more holistic approach as opposed to a species-by-species approach. And she saw it as an opportunity that she couldn't pass up. And since she's passionate about baseball, she looked forward to going to a city that has a professional baseball team. Unfortunately, she can't be here, but we will get this to her, and I think we ought to give her a round of applause, even though she's not here today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Is there another one?
Well, this person isn't here either. But since you brought it up, I have a certificate here for Mr. Michael Higgins for faithful public service and recognition of employment, and this means continued employment, with the state of California for a period of 25 years. So it's recognition of 25 years of service to us. Thanks, Michael. We'll get that to him as well.
Okay.
Probably a good time to break for lunch.
And Brandon and Julia, good luck in your new ventures in life. Okay, so we will break for lunch, correct?
And I have to announce closed session.
Go ahead.
Okay, and while breaking for lunch, the board will meet in closed session, and I'm going to announce the names of the items. Voices of the Wetlands versus Regional Water Quality Control Board, Michael K. Tanzi versus the Central Coast Water Board, and City of Morgan Hill versus the State Water Board and the Regional Water Board, and we'll be discussing those in closed session.
Okay, when we return, of course, we will start with agenda item 14. Are we eating in the building?
Yes.
So is 1 hour sufficient?
Yes, it should be.
Can we do it in 45 minutes?
Maybe 50 minutes.
50 minutes?
You're safe.
So we'll
have to go to
1 o'clock. What's that?
1 o'clock.
Well,
yeah.
Is an hour then.
Okay, 1:15 then.
1:15, we'll resume with item 14.
Okay.